Just over 3 weeks ago, Governor Jared Polis stood in front of one of Denver's biggest hospitals and made a long list of promises about changing healthcare.
Immediate relief to Coloradans who are forced to pay too much for healthcare, and longer-term systemic savings, in the longer term, rewarding preventative care.
It's part of a 13-step roadmap the governor says will ultimately cut premiums. He's even started a new government office to focus on the issue.
The Office of Saving People Money on Healthcare will form the beating heart of our efforts to reduce patient costs for hospital stays and expenses, improve price transparency, lower the cost of prescription drugs, make healthcare more affordable.
So after hitting his first 100 days in office, just how much traction has the Polis agenda gotten? Here's his take.
I don't know if every single part of that roadmap will reach our desk this year, but I'm very optimistic we will get as much as we can bite off and we'll work on done, and we'll have our authority to move forward in saving people money on healthcare.
And here's Allie Morgan's view of things.
Very few bills that we have tracked this year that we think are super consequential have already been signed by the governor.
Morgan follows the legislature for the Colorado Health Institute, a nonpartisan research group. She says it could still be a very consequential session for healthcare policy, but
are they just going to run out of time for some of these bigger, more expensive, more complicated proposals to have the kind of debate they need in order to pass them? I don't know if that will happen, but I wouldn't be surprised if we get to the end of the session and there are a few bills, especially with big fiscal notes, where they just feel like they need more time.
Including a measure to establish a state-backed reinsurance program. If approved, the state would spend about $120 million next year to help cover some of the biggest hospital bills for people using the insurance marketplace. Supporters say it could decrease premiums on the Western Slope by as much as 40%. But lawmakers are having difficulty securing federal money for the program.
The fight with the reinsurance bill has really been how to cover the state's share of that, and a fight between hospitals and insurance carriers over who should bear the brunt.
But there has been some traction on Polis's agenda. He signed a bill requiring hospitals to be more transparent about their costs and billing. And lawmakers have approved bills to promote health insurance cooperatives and study a state-backed insurance option.
And I think that's going to be a great innovative step that we can take.
Democratic Representative Dylan Roberts of Avon is sponsoring the public insurance option. His constituents face some of the highest insurance costs in the country.
We can have more competition and more choice for consumers in Colorado. Will particularly help the Western Slope and the Eastern Plains, but it'll be an option that's available to the whole state and give people a more affordable option.
Roberts called this session historic for healthcare policy, but he's also trying to manage expectations.
It's not a one-session issue. We know when we get back here next January, we're going to be working on healthcare as well.
Allie Morgan at the Colorado Health Institute is also taking the long view, but she also thinks having Democrats in charge of both the House and Senate creates its own challenges with healthcare legislation.
Anytime that you have one party in control of a legislature like this, you start to see more internal dynamics and conflicts playing out. They're having to do a lot of negotiating among themselves to come to agreement on bills that then actually have a chance of passing this year.
And she says things may be harder next session, when many lawmakers might be less willing to support controversial bills during an election year. Morgan says Governor Polis is in a better position to influence healthcare policy because he's just starting his term. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.